has talked about this directorate on the big weekend last week. So many of you called in to say that it was a wonderful idea. And then we talked about it again on Tuesday's Road to 2023. Last Tuesday, you said some more how you thought that this was a wonderful idea. Even those of you who are not redeemed members said that you would love your place of worship to have something similar. But before we get into that, here's today's big hard fact. It's exactly 340 days until the general elections on February 25th, 2023. So what we want to know really is what the directorate's goals are ahead of the elections and what activities they're planning for these remaining 340 days to achieve those goals. Now, I'm not qualified to give those answers, so I reached out to the Redeemed Christian Church of God. My guest is Provincial Pastor of RCCG Lagos, Provincial 12. He's also Deputy Rector of the Redeemers College of Technology and Management. And now he is the head of the RCCG Directorate of Politics and Governance, Pastor Timothy Olaniyo, PhD. Welcome to Hard Facts, sir.
Good evening, Ma.
Good evening.
And, nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate that. Now, Lagos, what questions do you have for Pastor Olaniyo? You can call in and ask as well. What do you think they need to... do you think that they need to also be addressing while they're doing this? First of all, Pastor, what prompted the RCCG's decision to create the directorate? What need did you see in the flock that needed to be met?
Thank you very much. As a student of management, there is something we call gap analysis. Where you're supposed to be compared to where you are, you discover there is a level of gap that needs to be filled. For many years now, the church has left the issue of political affairs into the hands of few people. And thinking that they will do it the right way anyway. The church just discovered that the people were relying to do the governance the right way are not prepared to take us to the promised land. So the church decided that, okay, if we felt the people we have been believing they will do this thing right are not doing the same the way it should be done, it's an high time that the church will also wake up and be part of the story. And that is just one of the reasons. So we, as church, we can vote because we are citizens of the nation. So we are qualified to vote and we are qualified to be voted for. Thank you.
Okay. What are the different functions the directorate will perform? In what ways is it helping church members?
We have the mandate to mobilize our people, I mean the church, to go out there as citizens of the country, to make up their mind to be part of the political movement that is going on now, starting from taking their PVC, going to the world level around where they live and ensure that we fit ourselves into any of the political parties wherever convenient for us and that we believe in their manifestos. That is the essence of what we have started doing and which we have started.
Okay. So I'm looking at some of the stated goals of the directorate, and I'm seeing that one of the goals is assistance with voter registration. How does the directorate plan to go about this?
That's the normal way. There is nothing new in the process of taking PVC than to encourage the members to go to the nearest INEC office. As I'm talking, some are already doing pre-registration, which they will now take to wherever, to the INEC nearest to them, so that they can it can head up the work, it can fasten the work, and then they'll be able to process a PVC.
I see.
Provided they have not gotten PVC before now.
Okay.
There's and that is to show the level of seriousness.
For RCCG, okay. There's also a voter education element. How now we know that the church doesn't endorse political parties. So when we talk about political education, what does that entail for RCCG and your members? Okay, I was asking that one other goal that your directorate has stated is assistance with voter education. Yeah, there's a voter education element. And like I said, I know that the church doesn't endorse political parties. So when we talk about political education, what does that entail for RCCG? What does that entail for your members? Can you move your device down a bit? We're not seeing your face anymore. We're seeing just your shoulders.
It's because of the network.
Oh, I see. Okay. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yes, please, ma'am.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So
sir.
I'm with you.
Go ahead.
Okay. You see, the church, ever before now, it's not that the church has not been participating in politics. But the truth of the matter is that the level of participation is low compared to what we are waking up to do now. And in fact, we have a unit, we have a unit in the Redeemed Christian Church of God that is called the Christian Education Directorate.
Okay.
And the Christian Education Directorate also have the mandate to educate people.
Okay.
About politics and governance.
Okay.
If a member of church will ask any of our members, sometimes last month or so, we have some sessions of our Bible, our Sunday school on Sundays, that the teaching was purely on Christian in politics. We did it for about two Sundays.
Okay.
And people were opportune to have several questions which they don't understand before then.
Okay. Okay. I have to ask, there's an intention. The directorate is also intended to assist and support members who want to run for office. What form do you envisage that support taking?
What we are looking at is, you know, as a church, it's possible that even from a particular state, about four, let's take a state for example, you can have four candidates vying for same position and coming from your church alone.
Right.
So what we intend to do is to set some parameters for screening, because definitely the four candidates cannot go for election at the same time, except they are from different parties.
Okay.
If they are from the same party, we need to do some screening, which will make someone to drop for the other.
Okay.
Which will make someone to drop for the other, but in case if it happens that the candidate is just one, it will be easy for us in that situation to push the candidate forward, having certified that the candidate is of a good character, and so many other factors we want to put in place. And one of the things we are trying to do now, to God be the glory, in the polytechnic, we are about to start a 6-month certificate program in politics and governance, which has been approved to commence.
Okay.
Which is going to shape the character of whosoever is going in to any of the offices. Because we want to believe that one of the problems we have currently is that many of these so-called politicians, they just get into office. Some of them don't even know, honestly, what they are to go there to do. They don't know. They just believe they want to go into office, and they get there, and when they get there, they don't know their right from their left. So when they push anything to them, and you know politics is a game of number, once they push anything and you are of large number, you follow them, you sweep up with them, whether what they are discussing or the decision they are taking is right for the entire populace or not. And those are some of the things we want to do in that school. It's going to be a virtual program, a virtual course, so that from anywhere all over the nation, you can enroll for that program. It's going to be for 6 months, which they will be certificated at the end of the program.
Okay. All right, then. Now, there's often this sentiment that politics is very dirty, right? And that Christians should shy away from it. But in other countries, you have churches that have their own political wings. For example, in Germany, the Christian Democratic Party has been in power for years, right? So what's the RCCG's stance on how best Christians and the church should navigate politics?
Thank you very much. The case as it were now goes beyond even the RCCG. The RCCG is just a denomination under the General Christian Body. We have our own directorate now, but there is a general platform of the directorates for the entire Christian bodies, man. And every believer, every Christian, irrespective of your church, is permitted to come into that general body so that from there we move together, we flow together, we do most things together from that body. So just like you have said, I am quite aware of the Christian Democratic Party you mentioned for many years in Germany, which has turned the situation of their nation around. We are starting in a full force. We have woken up. I believe as we move on, things will start to unfold the same. That means segment by segment, and then we move from one level to the other level.
Okay. All right, let's let Lagos join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. Lagos, what questions do you have for Pastor Olaniyan, who is also a PhD? What questions do you have for him about this new directorate which he heads? Remember, of course, we are speaking with the head of the RCCG Directorate of Politics and Governance. He's also the provincial pastor of RCCG Lagos. Lagos Province 2. He's also Deputy Rector of the Redeemers College, Province 12. My apologies. He's also the Deputy Rector of the Redeemers College of Technology and Management. You can share your thoughts with us on Facebook as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Hello. Oh no, that's unfortunate. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening. How are you today?
I'm very well. What's your name, ma'am?
Kofu, your friend Kofu. How are you?
Kofu, welcome. I'm very well.
Thank you very much. I would like to ask, because I'm very interested in what a lot of us cannot join politics because of the dirtiness and all that is involved. Mm-hmm. But if they are coming on board as a Christian, what are the criteria? How can we be members? Do you understand? I am a member of RCCG.
Okay.
But I would also love a clean up Nigeria. Do you understand? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, I'm hearing you. Yeah.
That's my question. How can we be a part of it?
How can you be a part of it? All right, Pastor, we've got someone who wants to know how they can be a part of it.
This grant is open to everybody, and this is how it goes. You heard me said, I'm a provincial pastor of a province in the Christian Church of God. By the arrangement in place now is that the church authority has requested each province to select one person who has interest in politics, not necessarily that the fellow will consult interest in politics, who will be the provincial officer of politics for that province. So they've been given a mandate of few weeks to turn in the names of such people. Immediately they turn in those names, the authority of the church is going to have meeting with them along with my very self, and then from there some of our people who are interested in one thing or the other in politics, they will start to see getting information faster than now. Those who are very close to Lagos, some of them have already started doing something because they are able to know that I have been put into that office. Some of them who have my personal contact, they've called, trying to know what arrangement we have for them. And we've been able to speak one-on-one. I've spoken with some people in Akure. I've spoken with some of our people in Abuja. I've spoken with some people in Lagos. But by the time those lists come, and we held that meeting, at the end of the day, the information will go around all the parishes of RCCG all over the nation. And people can from there get into it. It's going to be an open thing. It's not an hidden thing. That everyone who wants to be contested, we know what and what to do. And they will follow the guidelines. It's as simple as that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's see who else is on the line. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Joy.
Joy, welcome.
I like the movement, Shao. But let the Christian remember Philippians 4:4-8 before they do anything, so that everything will come out well in this nation. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I'm Ezekiel from Sulawesi.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Sandra, you know, I am a very sincere human being. I want to tell you that this plan will further divide our political space and bring more disunity. Okay. I want to tell you this.
Okay.
The church mandate is to help the society and build souls for God. Sandra, last week, Bola Tinubu made a statement that the Muslim Ummah should create a political something like a political committee that will help Muslims who are interested in politics. Sandra, this thing will divide Nigeria more. You see, I want to beg the team, hold this plan. We know where and how it's coming from. It's because of 2023. I don't want churches to be involved in politics, bringing religious sentiment and bigotry in Nigerian political space. We further divide Nigerians. What of if a church endorse a particular candidate and some members of the church who are not associated to the candidate, what? How do you accommodate them? It will further chase away Holy Spirit from the church. That is why Holy Spirit is not the church again. Sandra, tell RCCG that I, as a doom, that I am appealing them. If the church wants to help Nigeria, Sandra, I have suggestion. Please, INEC used to use corrupt Nigerian professors as INEC collection center in the state. I want to urge the Christian in Nigeria and Muslim leaders, let bishops serve as state collection officers. Let top priests and pastors serve as collection officers in local government. That is how churches will help our democracy. Allowing churches to be involved in direct political selection will further divide Nigerian political space and take away Holy Spirit away from church.
All right, thanks for calling. What do you think about what he's saying, Dr. Timothy?
I object to his move.
Okay.
Because you just spoke now, a few minutes ago, of the Christian Democratic Party in Germany.
Right.
And if you read the history, of that country vividly, you will agree with me. It was when those people, that woman that the Almighty God himself appointed, it was when they started this move that the whole thing about Germany had a turnaround. We should not create any fear because somebody is saying that the Muslims should also go and start a directorate. Should not threaten what we have in mind. Is the person asking this question, is he saying that if he has a goal, he has a desire, and he has a goal to meet, because somebody else is now coming around to do the same thing, is he telling me that he will now stop what God has laid in his hand and he will not do it? The fact that the church has not been fully participating does not mean that some of our members, as we are talking today, whether in the House of Assembly, whether in the gubernatorial, we have some people who are Christians. It's only that the church has not fully come out, and that is what the church is doing now. Excuse me, I need to let you know, it's already late for anybody to think that the church will bang out in this that we are in. And it will not cause any disunity. It is going to make the nation to have a focus and a set goal where we are going to come out of this bondage and slavery.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I ask? I have to ask this. We don't have time. We have to take a break. Does that mean that the RCCG will not endorse any candidate that did not go through its own political training program?
Well, like I told you, I said what we are into, Zandra, is beyond RCCG. RCCG is just a denomination out of all the Christian body in the nation. And there is already a central working committee for all believers, for all Christians. So that you pass an exam of RCCG has not yet laid you on table that you are for election. If you eventually go through screening with some other members of other denomination, and they...
Oh, no. We seem to have lost the connection to Dr. Olani on there. But we do thank him for his time on the show today. That's all the time we have for this interview. But we have another guest who will be joining us from 5:30. He's a young man who wants to be the chairman of the APC. And he'll join us from 5:30. don't miss that conversation. This young man has done interesting things, and I want to talk to him on this show about those interesting things. This is The Road to 2023 on Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.